You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. We thank them for their support. If you'd like to become a Major Spoilers VIP, help out this show, help out the MajorSpoilers.com website, point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Hello, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher, and it is finally Friday. I'm so glad that you're here this week. So glad that we made it to the end of the week. I think we've got some good things coming on this week. A lot to talk about. And we've got some different things going on this week, so kind of bear with us. First of all, I want to thank everyone over at Alpha Geek Radio for getting us on the air, both streaming. So if you're on your mobile device, you can take us in the car and listen to us on the way home and call in on your way home and get in on the action. We're also streaming this video. So you're watching this on YouTube, and you can also watch it on a number of other places over at Alpha Geek Radio. Probably the best thing is to use the TuneIn. TuneIn.AlphaGeekRadio.com, I believe is what it is. But if you just go to AlphaGeekRadio.com, you'll find the listing of everything that we are on today. And in addition to that, I've also upgraded to a new version of Wirecast, which allows me to do some really cool things. But I think what it's doing is it's a big resource hog, because right now my CPU is pushing 99%. So I'm really hoping everything goes together well this week. Speaking of going well, things are going well. Ashley Victoria Robinson, how are you this week?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. This was actually a pretty good week. This has been a very warm week for Kansas. I think the coldest it got was like 40. The highest was like Monday. I think it was way up in the mid 70s. So it's been really pretty pleasant. Tomorrow though, it's the highest supposed to be like 30.
So that's like zero, right?
No, that is, well, yes, in Celsius, because that's dang Canadians. Yes, freezing tomorrow. Chance of snow on Monday. I do feel sorry for all of our friends in the Northeast. Who are suffering through the major snowstorm this week.
Oh, man.
Did you have that kind of snow when you were living in Canada? Did you have it crazy like Boston does?
Yes. When I was 8 years old, there was an ice storm and all of our power went out.
Ugh.
And we didn't go to school or anything. And last April, I went home to visit my mom and there were 6-foot snowdrifts outside the door.
That's how big they're saying the snowdrifts are in Boston. No, thank you. Yeah, we had, when I was growing up, we also had an ice storm that knocked the power out. Our basement flooded. My dad broke his ankle. It was a pretty bad time. So I don't like cold weather. I've said that before.
California, man.
I did. I lived there for a time. I lived there from like 2000 to 2001. It was a great time. I loved every minute of it, except for when, you know, the job became a thing that became in danger because of all the layoffs that were going on in the dot-com industry. So I got out, got back here to Kansas, and I've enjoyed it. So, but yeah, I really, really miss Southern California a lot.
It's been in the 80s all week, so.
Oh, gosh, I'm so jealous. So jealous.
We're suffering pretty hard.
I know. You had a little bit of rain a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God. It was outstanding how people freaked out.
So what else is going on in your world?
I had an audition today. So
yeah.
That's kind
what
of
were you
exciting.
Auditioning for?
It was for a commercial for something called Philips.
Mm, okay.
And I was a secretary who One of my coworkers walked in and left a chicken on my desk.
Like a live chicken?
No, it was a stuffed rabbit that in the actual commercial, like, is going to be a chicken.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, commercials are always very silly. And when you go, they're like, yeah, now do it like you're a walrus. And you're like, okay, I will. So
commercials,
it was cool.
I think commercials are kind of silly as an understatement.
Well, yeah.
I think
it's not. It's not about the story, you know. It's not about the art.
There's art. There's a story.
Sometimes.
Where do you want to take us this week? We've got a lot to talk about. You want to talk about Spider-Man first?
I so want to talk about Spider-Man.
Okay, so announced on Monday this week, kind of took everybody by surprise because they announced it so late in the evening that Marvel has struck an agreement with Sony to bring Spider-Man into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I know. I never thought it would happen.
It's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of these rumors were going on during during the big Sony hacking scandal from back in November and December. And we knew that they were working on it then. But then Marvel and Sony basically said, hey, if we haven't said anything official, then either we're still working on it or it's not a real story. And
yeah,
then
I thought it was dead in the water when that announcement came out.
Yeah.
Rumor, I guess.
But I guess the firing of Amy Pascal from Sony, or her demotion or whatever it was, allowed her to work the deal from not her previous standing position a lot easier and better, and made it happen. I kind of feel bad though for Andrew Garfield.
I don't. He got a big old check out of it. He's fine.
Yeah, that is kind of nice whenever you have a multi-picture deal contract, and then it goes south and you still get a payday on that.
I mean, I feel bad because I think he's a good actor and I think he was good in the part. I don't think he got the best scripts necessarily. I'm not excited about a younger Peter Parker. I think it would have been more interesting if they'd gone older, because in Civil War, Peter's a grown up.
Yeah, he's working. He's teaching. He's teaching at a high school. He's a high school science professor. And, he needs the money. He needs to do some things. And basically, Tony Stark is like, come live at Stark Tower. We'll give you lots of money. You can become an official Avenger. You just have to take off your mask. And that's what he does. And then, of course, that leads to him changing his mind later in the story. Sorry if I'm spoiling Civil War for everyone. But he does change his mind to go back
Civil
to the
War
other side.
By now.
Yeah. Well, there's a movie coming out, so you'll get it. I'm sure it'll be exactly like the movie.
Right.
The comic book and the movie will be exactly the same. But then that led to him going up to Doctor Strange at the end of everything and saying, I don't like it that I'm so out there. I just, or was it Mephisto? No. Forget which one, but it was like, hey,
one of the devils.
Yes. Please take away the memory of everyone knowing that I'm Spider-Man, including his wife. And then we ended up with Brand New
Day. And we got one of the worst Spider-Man stories of all time.
Well, since Dan Slott's been working on it, though, I think Spider-Man has been a really great series to read.
It has. And Spider-Verse is so much better than I ever thought it was going to be. It's amazing.
I read a couple of the issues. I haven't read all of them, but I've read a couple of them. And I was just blown away about how creative. It doesn't feel like a one giant guest appearance after guest appearance, dropping in with all the different spiders. It's really well done, and it's handled very well.
Are you looking forward to Spider-Gwen and Silk?
Yeah, Silk comes out next week.
Yeah.
Spider-Gwen's already out, right?
It's out the 25th.
Oh, 25th. Okay, because I thought issue number 2 was already out of that for some
reason.
She
appeared in Edge of Spider-Verse number 2. That was her first appearance.
Oh, okay. So that's maybe what I'm thinking
of. That's on its fourth reprinting now.
Yeah, that's a lot of demand for that, which is good, which is really, really good. Speaking of that, last week there was the news about the all-female Avenger team, and you weren't available last week, but I wanted to get some feedback and some thoughts from you on that announcement.
I'm so excited about it. I think it's such a cool idea, and I think G. Willow Wilson is a really, really great writer, female writer, to have helming it. Mm-hmm. But I have had a lot of people be like, oh, but they're only going to talk about girl stuff.
I don't understand that, because guys don't sit around talking about guy stuff, do they, in the comics? I don't think that that's the case. So why would it be any different if you have a female cast?
I don't know. Like, I also think it's funny that people are like, these men who say this to me are not willing to suspend their disbelief and be like, maybe I'll read about some girl stuff and it'll be okay.
That could be okay too,
Because, like, I read about Hawkeye ordering pizza and hanging out with his dog all the time, and I'm not like, oh man, this dude bro stuff though.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm glad that you're looking forward to that. I know that I'm hoping that it's something that sticks around for a while and is not just a Battle World Secret Wars stunt.
Yeah, it could be. And that's my fear about a lot of this stuff, like the Lady Thor series, mm-hmm. which is outstanding. Like that could go away and yeah. Black Captain America could go away and Spider-Gwen could go away. So
yeah, we've talked about that before in the show, that's my biggest fear is if they're looking for an out at the end of Spider-Verse, all they have to do is, you know, Sam dies and a younger Captain America, a younger Steve Rogers from another universe has to step back in and become Captain America again.
Yeah,
that's my biggest fear.
I hope that they keep him just for the sake that when Chris Evans bows out of Captain America, I'd love to see Anthony Mackie take up the mantle.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah. So what do you think about the debate that now that Andrew Garfield is out from Spider-Man? Now, if you read the Marvel press release, which I'm sure you did, they basically said Peter Parker, Peter Parker, Peter Parker throughout the press release.
Yeah.
But there's a huge movement to get Miles Morales into the MCU.
Yep, and they should cast Donald Glover.
Yeah, I don't know. He may be getting a little old because that's the other thing that we found out.
He still looks like a child. Come on.
Well, so does Andrew Garfield. He could still pass as a high school kid, and he's 31. But Sony did say that we're definitely going for someone who's much, much younger because the focus of Spider-Man in the next movie is going to be all in high school.
Yeah, I get that. Like, bring in the new generation of Avengers because everyone, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is out soon. Chris Evans, like we said, is out soon. I understand wanting to go younger. I just don't need another Peter Parker origin story.
Oh, I swear if it is another origin story, people are going to tear up the theater seats and have a riot. It's not necessary. It's not called for. I think by now with two origin stories in the last 15 years, people know who Peter Parker is and what his story is. So just drop a guy in there or girl and tell a story.
Yeah. And I think if you're not going to do Miles, then maybe casting a person of color like they're doing in the Fantastic Four movie, like, why not? Call him Peter Parker. Who cares?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is playing Johnny Storm in that movie. Did you see the trailer for that?
I did.
What'd you think?
I definitely saw it.
What did you think?
I have a lot of trepidation about it. I think it's going to pull heavily on the Ultimate Universe, which is not super surprising.
Right.
I really want it to be cool because there's been so much naysaying about it. But the trailer was kind of like the Ant-Man trailer. Like, we don't know anything about the movie. We just saw some cool clips. That's about it.
From the trailer, it felt like it's totally just taking the first arc from the Ultimate Universe and retelling that. I mean, the rift in space, but the rift out in the desert and sending people through. I mean, that was just
the covers in the final shot.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. And I'm okay with that because I actually did enjoy reading the Fantastic Four from the Ultimate Universe side as opposed to having to be weighed down with decades of Fantastic Four, continuity whenever that happened. And that's what I enjoyed about Ultimate Spider-Man too, was the fact that yes, they're retelling a lot of the same stories, but I was able to get in on that and see them from a different perspective in a different kind of way. Instead of doing the whole, nothing can stop the juggernaut in one issue. We got it played out through three issues. So there you go. 785-727-1939. That is our phone number that we want you to give us a call at. You can talk to both of us this week, or you can reach out on the Skype line, Steven_Schleicher. Good luck with spelling that. And and talk with us that way. Some other kind of big news that kind of slipped out this week that I was kind of impressed with is the announcement from Scribd that has announced a number of comic book publishers, including Marvel, Dynamite, Zenoscope, have all jumped over onto their new kind of subscription-based service.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to check that out?
I haven't because I have the Marvel Unlimited app.
Yeah, so do I, yeah.
So, which I read more DC, so my inclination would be like, oh, do they have a bunch of DC titles?
Not yet.
It seems like they have more Marvel. But I really like the idea of Scribd. I think it's going to have a hard time finding a foot in the marketplace.
Well, here's the thing that's going to be really good, because I was having an exchange on Twitter the other day with one of our followers, and he was asking, hey, do you know anything about this Cyclops series? And I was like, no, sorry, I haven't read it. It doesn't look like anyone at Major Spoilers has read it. And he's
space
like,
pirates.
Oh, what's that?
It's about space pirates.
Space pirates. And he was complaining that the issues, even the back issues on the app were $3.99. This is where Scribd can come in, especially if people are wanting to go back into back issues or issues that are, I think they're what, 3 months out, 3 months old before they appear on Scribd. If you're not someone who's needing a story right now, $8.99 a month is not too bad of a deal to jump in on Scribd, because you can go back and read a huge back catalog. I think they had something like 30,000 comics right now that you can go in and read.
Yeah, and it's the Netflix model.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's brilliant. And I really wish Comixology would have gone to a cheaper subscription model like that. Read all you want, pay one low price. I think what's going to happen, yeah, and you kind of pointed this out a little bit earlier, is that I wish they had more on there. I think what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to sign up for this free 1 month trial, forget about it, and then their credit card is going to keep getting charged $8.99 a month going forward.
I think there's a good possibility that's going to happen. That happens with a lot of free trials of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I also think if DC gets their act together and they release an app that's like Marvel Unlimited, I think mm-hmm. that might be bad news for Scribd.
Well, but Marvel Unlimited, though, still doesn't have a lot of the, I mean, they don't have the current stuff. It's still a couple of months old.
6 months out, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, if DC did that, that would be pretty bad news from Scribd. I went and signed up for the free trial. Like I said, that's how I know it's $8.99 a month. And it's a little wonky at first trying to find the comics. I mean, they ask you a bunch of questions like, what kind of things are you interested in? You know, romance, healthcare, science fiction, comics, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you go through and you just click on some questions. But then once you're into the system, you can go onto a comic section and then start looking for publishers. I went and signed up with a bunch of Dynamite books so that I could look at. And, you know, the experience, here's a picture on the screen here. The experience is not really that much different on the web browser from what you're getting through the Comixology web app. Basically, you're changing virtual pages.
It's easier than Comixology because the Comixology, the app is not super friendly anymore.
Yeah, I haven't used the app. On my iPad. I didn't have a chance to try that today. I was looking forward to it because I didn't know if they had the guided view or anything like that. I don't know if guided view is proprietary with Comixology or not. But I mean, if you're just on your computer and you don't mind going full,
so it can't be.
Oh, okay. So if you're just going full screen,
different though.
Okay. If you're just going full screen, then reading it on the web is just fine. So I think for a lot of people, this deal with Scribd is going to be pretty good.
Cool. That's,
yep, I think so too. And don't forget, if you're just now tuning in, Ashley Victoria Robinson joining us all the way from California. She's one of the writers at MajorSpoilers.com. You had a great article this week on the top five couples in comics universes.
I'm surprised I didn't get in more trouble for some of my choices.
you know, there I think there were some people that said, hey, wait a minute, I would have put so-and-so higher. But I don't think that, I don't think that there was anything really way out there. From your list. I mean, the one that I was surprised, you know, starts off really right off the top is the Scott Pilgrim and Ramona Flowers.
Yeah, that was like my personal choice. There's always like whenever I do the top five lists, I always have one that's like the closest to my heart. And that was the one that was closest to my heart on the list. But yeah, I also tried to like think about representation when
right.
I was making.
Mm-hmm. Whoops, we lost Ashley there. You there? Oh, I know what happened. Hold on. Let me hang up on you. Sorry. Let's go back to Ashley. Ashley, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Me?
Yeah, what happened here? Let me go in. What happened was I've got auto answer turned on. And so what happened was someone tried to call in and they immediately put you on hold. And what I want to do is add those people to the call. So. Sorry,
okay, it's a
that.
Call held remotely, and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. No, what happens was with this auto answer turned on Skype, it automatically answers everything, so it puts whoever's there on hold. So sorry about that. So you were talking about representation and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wanted to, because when I first was sitting down and thinking, like, I was really disappointed that all of my couples were straight white people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, you didn't put like, North Star on there, and I forget, who is he married to, North Star? They had that big thing in the Marvel universe. No Popeye and olive oil.
No.
You
can definitely tell that I'm a child of the 90s, I think, in the early aughts from my list.
Yeah. No, it's a cool list. And I encourage everybody to head over to MajorSpoilers.com and check it out. And here we have somebody on the line. Hello, caller. Who is this?
It's Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, Chris. How are you? It's like we've got a writer's meeting here because we've got Chris Wilson and Ashley and myself here. And Chris, I'm going to rub your nose in it here in a little bit, but first, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just was calling. I haven't even seen. I didn't even know if you were doing it yet. I'm just leaving work.
Oh, no. The thing is, right now, unless I've got sick kids or the world is on fire, every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central, finally Friday, we want you to call in and join in on the conversation. And now more people can because you can listen on your mobile device thanks to Alpha Geek Radio.
Nice. Very nice.
Okay. So first of all, Chris, have you gone out and picked up your copy of Justice League versus Bizarro League?
Yeah, it's in the mail, actually. It's coming tomorrow.
So this one, if you got the Blu-ray special, actually even the DVD combo comes with a Bizarro Batman.
Nice.
Minifigure. So there's that. That one is really cool. He's purple. He's got the black arms and the head. He's got a turnaround head. Again, as I said on the YouTube videos, I don't know why they're even bothering putting the eyes on these things because they don't include a hairpiece. And so unless you're going to just leave the cowl on all the time, there's no need for eyes on those heads.
Yeah, I really like the cloth cape that they're doing now.
Well, now that's the one thing that I'm going to complain about this Bizarro Batman. This is the old kind of paper cape that we've seen before.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one thing that I was disappointed in. Now, I saw this figure. They were kind of teasing it a couple of months ago up on one of the Lego sites. And nobody knew what it was for yet, except that now we know that it was part of the this DVD release. There was also at the time a Trickster minifigure, and people are either speculating that it is going to be for a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, or maybe they've got a Flash video coming up that they're going to include on that. What do you think there?
I would love for it to be the Flash, so everybody has a chance to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not have a chance to get that.
I know. Well, hey, Ashley, you're going to go to San Diego Comic-Con, aren't you?
I was approved as a pro, inexplicably, so yeah.
Approved as a pro?
I was.
Wow, that's cool. So you're going to have a booth and all that stuff?
No.
Oh. You're just going to go.
I have a free pass.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still nice.
You work in the industry, so I was approved for my Witchblade comic that came out last year. And so
yeah, that's what I was doing, that's what I was thinking. Here. Yeah, and you gave a little hint there, so we don't want to spoil too much. But also on the Lego lineup this week, Chris, did you see the Lego Jurassic Park first look sets?
I did.
And what'd you think of that?
They look cool. I don't think there'll be anything that I'll be picking up necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know if I had that kind of same thing. Yeah. What I'm showing right now is the I guess it's one of the Velociraptors from the new Jurassic Park set. It's not that different than the Velociraptor from previous dinosaur sets, except that it's painted a different color. And this one, of course, is a robot riding a dinosaur just because I think that's cool. Now, Chris, I'm going to make you a little, here's where I rub your nose in it. So everyone knows that we're almost done with the DC Lego sets over on our YouTube channel. And I was hoping that would last us to the end of March so that I could order the Marvel sets that are coming out based on Age of Ultron.
Are you getting the Helicarrier?
Oh, man, that's $350. I don't know if I can afford that right now.
I've already started saving up for it.
Oh, nice. Man, I really want to get that. But everyone's been saying, hey, what does Ultron look like in these Lego minifigure sets? And we've seen some pictures online. Well, this week, I don't know how this happened or why it happened, but Lego put a bunch of Age of Ultron sets on Amazon.com, and they sold out within the day.
Arrived
just a half hour ago, set, what is this, 76029. Iron Man versus Ultron. There's Iron Man right there. And there is, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it into the shot. Let's see if I can get it in the shot. There's your first look of Lego Ultron.
Ooh.
Now, how big is that set that you're looking at?
This one that I'm looking at is 92 pieces. It's a really small set. It's got Iron Man. It's got Ultron flying a little ship. And then it's got two Ultron droids or Ultron robots that go along with that. So it's got four figures in that. I think it's a $15 set, if I remember correctly.
While it was up, was it at regular price or is it?
Yes, it was. It was regular price. And in fact, I went ahead. You go up today, if you try to follow those links or you try to find it on the Amazon site, they were almost sold out. Then the next day, I'm pretty sure they sold out, because I know with the other set that's coming on Monday, the Attack on Avengers Tower, which is the big set in this piece. That one only had two left when I ordered it. Mine's still coming on Monday. But now if you try to look for those sets on Amazon, you're not going to find them. But if you've already ordered the sets and you want to order a couple of more, you can reorder this item again, which I did with this Iron Man Age of Ultron set. So, yeah. So I was really excited about getting these in. So this weekend, in addition to building the Superman versus Brainiac DC set, I'm going to put together this Age of Ultron set from Lego and Marvel Superheroes. Because I have two of these coming, when the other one comes, I will return the favor like you did and send this set out to you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my Valentine's Day present.
Now, you said in an email exchange or a Twitter exchange with me today that your comic shop did a promotion with a movie theater again.
Yeah, last night for Kingsman.
Nice.
Same deal. We sold the tickets at our stores for an early showing, and then you showed up, and we raffled off like a jacket from the movie and gave away some free books and stuff like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, Ashley, you haven't had a chance to see this, have you? The Kingsman? In any kind of early release or thing like that?
No, I wish.
Are you interested in seeing it?
I am super interested in seeing it, especially because the reviews are so good.
Yeah, I know. Mark Miller kind of turns me off because he always does a lot of goofy self-promotion of his stuff.
Yeah, I don't really blame him, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, but this time he's actually got me kind of very, very interested in this. And of course, Rob Liefeld has seen it, and a couple of other people have already seen it ahead of time.
I know, so. Rob Liefeld's screaming his head off about it on Twitter.
I know, so I'm really looking forward to that this weekend.
Yeah, it's really good. I think I'm going to write a review for it tonight.
Okay, excellent.
If you've read the comic, it's better than the comic.
Wow.
So I've kind of come to the conclusion that Mark Miller doesn't write comic books anymore. He really just writes movie pitches.
Yeah.
And like, this movie is way better fleshed out than the comic for Secret Service ever was.
Wow. I can't wait then to see it.
Yeah, I look forward to your review of 50 Shades of Grey on Monday.
I have free tickets. I believe I will be going. Actually, the theater that we went to last night, it was like, and I was like, there's no way this is all just for Secret Service. No, because there's like a line full of middle-aged women out the theater going to get into 50 Shades of Grey.
Wow.
And all the movies got out at the same time, and they're coming out like all boozed up because you can eat and drink at this place. And,
oh, wow.
You know, going home to their fellas, they'll probably be happy that night. So.
Well, it did really well in the overnights. I think it made $8.6 million in the overnight show last night. So it's going into the weekend pretty good.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. Someone else can call it.
All right, Chris.
Say hi. Have a good Valentine's weekend.
All right. You too, man.
See you.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, it's nice that Chris calls in. Yeah, I really like the fact now that we're back. I worked with Todd a couple of weeks ago, and we got everything back up on Alpha Geek Radio. I'm hoping it's all streaming today without a problem. And that means that if you are in the car and you want to listen to us through TuneIn or through some other of the streaming apps, you can do that. So good times there. Let's see. Are you going to go see 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't think I can curse on here, so heck no. I did read the first book. I will admit to that, because I wanted to see what it was all about. It was an international bestseller. Surely there had to be something there. And
Right. Man,
is it bad. And
that's what I heard.
Promoting unsafe behavior.
Didn't it kind of start off as like a fan fiction of Twilight or something? I don't know a whole lot about
it was published series on fanfiction.net, which is one of the largest distributors of fan fiction on the internet.
Yeah. How many of your stories are up there?
None anymore. Many when I was a teenager. Yeah, it's just not awesome. I don't fault anyone for liking it, but there are like questionable scenes.
Well, I know my wife has no interest in it, so I'm okay for that. So, but we the kids have been kind of wanting to go see SpongeBob. So I think that's maybe what we end up seeing this weekend. So
it's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. So I guess we're going to go see it. So hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, Stephen and Ashley. It's Nato. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Nate. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, good. Enjoying some beautiful weather down here in Florida today.
Excellent.
Ah, another person from a nice climate.
I know, isn't it? It's horrible. What's on your mind as you go into the weekend, Nate?
Not much. Actually, there's two things, actually. I wanted to, I don't know, I heard the rumor, but I'm not sure if it was true or not, but with Constantine going to sci-fi.
I've also heard that Yahoo and Hulu are after it.
Yeah, right now I think NBC wants to keep it, but they haven't made the decision whether it's for sure going to sci-fi or whether they're going to keep it on NBC. If they still continue the contract, I guess sci-fi would be the best place for it. I don't know. I think a Prime network would be better, but I mean, the ratings have been solid for it, so I don't know why NBC is waffling still on what they want to do with it.
Because it's the same as Grimm, which they put it right next to.
Well, then they're capturing both people. Remember when X-Files and well, maybe you guys don't because you may be too young, but X-Files and Millennium used to be back to back, and that was like stay at home Friday night, curl up and watch some spooky television.
Nice.
No, I remember watching the first episode of X-Files.
Oh, me too.
Right when it aired.
I wasn't allowed to watch X-Files, so.
Oh, really? Too many government secrets, and your dad was in the military, right?
Yeah, he was like, just don't, okay? Just don't. And I was like, I'm five, okay.
Oh, well, five probably was probably the better better reason to keep you away.
Yeah, being an actual child.
What else is on your mind, Nate, besides Constantine?
The only other thing is, knowing you love time travel and the time travel stuff you love.
Yes.
I really would recommend you trying to pick up watching 12 Monkeys.
Oh yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch that yet. But it's definitely on my list of things that I have to get to this before May.
Yeah, it started off pretty, I was like, okay, well, how are they going to do this? But it's I don't want to give too much away, but I mean there's it's interesting on how they're doing the time traveling and other things and the plots and subplots and just a lot of moving parts happening all at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing it. I did watch Predestination a couple of weeks ago on iTunes. It was out early while it was in theaters. Really good movie. Really good adaptation of the Robert Heinlein book. And what was the other one? I just watched another time travel one just the other day. Yeah, it's not really time travel, but it's called Consequence. I don't know if you guys have seen this one yet.
No.
But Consequence doesn't deal with time travel as much as it deals with multiple dimensions and people getting crossed over into different dimensions. And there's a little bit of time shifting going on, but I wouldn't consider it a time travel movie, but it is definitely a multiverse movie, and it's worth checking out just because it was done super low budget. I think it was done with like two 5D Mark III cameras or something like that. And they did it over the course of, I think, 10 days in this guy's house, and they could only shoot at night over those 10 days because and they had that hard stop because his wife was going to have a baby. And so they had just get everything together. And it's really, really good. So if you see it, it's called Consequence. And I forget the director's name. Zach and I have talked about it on Zach on Film at least once or twice, but definitely worth checking out.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Anything else, Nate? You guys heading off to martial arts practice?
Yeah. Actually, one of the students is actually testing for his black belt tonight. So it's
cool.
A big thing. So that'll be fun.
Excellent.
But, yeah, it's all good. And I wanted to thank Ashley. That was what you and Jason did, the live show was really, really fun. So
thanks.
Yeah, it was cool. Especially when the lamp tried to attack you guys.
Yeah, the light fell over. That's what you get for not using sandbags.
Yeah. So, but anyway, thanks for everything you guys do again, as always. And I hope you guys have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Nate. Have a great, time.
Bye.
Bye. So Ashley, let's talk what's going on with Red Shirt Diaries season 2.
Oh my God. So many things. we're working on getting a space, like a studio, because we're going to shoot in a studio this year.
Yeah.
Jason and I have built a set. We built 3 Hollywood flats out of Luon.
Cool.
And by Jason and I mean mostly Jason. And I painted some stuff. And yeah. We had our final writer's meeting. So we're just doing final adjustments to our scripts because we're doing 20 scripts. And we're going to have a read through on March 1st with all of our actors.
Excellent. That'll be great.
Yeah.
That will be great. Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be fun. You guys got funded beyond what you were hoping to get funded for. And you've got a lot of great people involved this year. And so I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Russ Cat from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada calling.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
Hey, that's where I was born.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I also went to U of O, so I know your neck of the woods.
Oh, excellent.
Do you guys want to talk in like Canadianese or something? Or
maybe in a little bit.
Okay. All right. So, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I had no idea that Ashley was going to be on today. So,
We didn't either.
Thank you so much for the geek history lesson on cabin pressure. I've started getting into that and I'm having a really fun time.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you like it.
I also purchased the first set of episodes through iTunes. Haven't had a chance to listen yet, but, because of what you and Jason had talked about, I went out and grabbed it.
Thanks, guys. I'm blushing.
What else, Russ? What else is going on?
I guess the other thing I had on my mind has to do with the impending Big 2 reboots, particularly with Marvel. Something was troubling me this week, and it took me a while to try and put it into words.
Okay.
I have a problem with Marvel's launching of new series, trying to say, we are making a change in the comics industry and we are super progressive. And oh, by the way, we are ending all of our series and like are completely rebooting our universe in 4 or 6 months. So perhaps all these series are going to go away. Like the idea of Spider-Gwen or A-Force seems like it's a really good thing, a really good progressive step. Like I like the idea of these comics. But if they're going to be a 6-issue miniseries, why don't you just be genuine and say it's a 6-issue miniseries?
Yeah, that's one thing that I get a little irate as well as not knowing whether it's a miniseries or not. Some publishers like Dynamite and Boom have gotten a lot better over the last couple of years of saying, hey, this is issue 1 of 7 or 1 of 6 mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But then there's some others like, and I know you're talking about Marvel, but on the DC side, you know, there was the question of the Arkham Manor and even Gotham Academy, there was a question on whether those were ongoing or not because they were presented as ongoing. And then one of them became an ongoing and one of them got canceled pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
So, I wish if they would, I agree with you. I wish they would just say it's a miniseries.
I think it's probably because the decision hasn't been made yet. And if they don't make an announcement, then they don't have to take anything back.
Right. Right. Well, of course, they could always say it's a 6-issue miniseries. And then if it's a success, they can say, hey, we've decided to make it an ongoing. And look how great we are. Look how great you fans are. And that gives them a whole other news cycle to promote their title and get people to jump on board with a brand new story arc starting with issue number 7. So, yeah. What about on the DC side? What's bothering you there? At least with the new 24 books that they've announced, last week, many of those, I think there's three or four of them that they've said for sure are 6-issue miniseries. The Batmite, the Bizarro, and the Harlequin Power Girl team-up one are definitely 6-issue miniseries.
I think my problem with DC comes from the fact that any of their series that I have latched onto ended in rather short order. Like all of the new 52 books that I purchased, I think Wonder Woman was the only one that I was into that actually stuck around.
Mm, yeah.
Everything else got canned. So for them to say, we're launching a whole new slate, it's like, I want to be excited, but I almost want to wait for the titles to get to issue 7 before jumping in now to make that investment.
Well, and again, from an editor standpoint, you never know what's going to fly, what's going to work. And so they could be pitched on some great ideas like Dark Justice League or Justice League Dark. And it could sound great. It could do well. And then no one picks it up and no one buys it. And it continues to plummet in the ratings month after month mm-hmm. after month, to the point where you're like, man, we really thought this was going to be a big to do. And we're going to have to cancel it because no one's buying it.
And it just makes me sad because I was one of the guys who bought it.
Well, and that's the problem with a lot of things that happens. I forget the series that I was really into not too long ago, and it just ended. There wasn't even a conclusion to the story because the writer just wandered off to do his own thing, and then the series got canceled because no one was buying it except for me.
That's kind of what's happening with Hawkeye.
That's a good example right there. That's a great example. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. But so you're not excited at all about Battle World or Secret Wars or Convergence?
At the moment, no. I think I'm going to be stepping away from the big two for the next little while. Enjoy keeping up with Atomic Robo and joining in and on their Patreon and stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I'll keep happy with the next couple of Usagi Yojimbo releases that are coming out in the spring. And I don't know, I might actually pick up the Don Rosa hardcover collection of old Scrooge McDuck.
Old Scrooge McDuck, yeah. Yeah, definitely nice. Do that. Yeah, IDW will be
in with them. And revisiting the big two kind of in the September timeframe to see how everything shook out.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I was that way for a long time. In fact, in this last year and a half or so, I haven't even really read any DC. Matthew and I were talking last night on Secret Six on the Dueling Review podcast about what's going on with the Joker. And he's like, oh, you didn't know this? I'm like, no, I haven't read Batman since like issue 20 or something, whatever the end of the Court of Owls storyline was. And he's like, oh, you need to get back in there and read it.
I've got him. Read Zero Year?
No, I didn't. I haven't read Zero Year. Is it any good?
It's no year one.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's an interesting take, but I think doing a Batman origin is tough now because everyone who reads Batman is very set in their headcanon with the origin story.
Yeah, exactly. And Gotham probably doesn't help that at very much either. So Ashley, let's pitch some non-big two comics that Russ might be into reading.
Saga.
That's very good from Image Comics.
If you're not reading Saga, because it's the best Star Wars comic.
It just started back up too. So you do want to grab that. I'm going to say if you're into the Sword and Sorcery, Conan over at Dark Horse, Red Sonja over at Dynamite, the Red Sonja Conan crossover series that Dynamite and Dark Horse are doing right now is awesome. So you do want to pick that up. That's a limited series, so you don't have to worry about getting too invested into that. And what's another one that I enjoy reading? Atomic Robo, like you said, they're putting all of that stuff up online now for free. I think it's May or June, I think, is whenever the new series will kick off. We had that interview with Brian Clevenger.
That was an awesome interview, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It was really, really interesting.
Thank you. What else? If you like Star Trek, IDW Publishing has Star Trek coming on. Oh, but I should tell you, for the next, I don't know how long, and I don't even know if IDW knows, they had a major issue with their shipments. So next week, they had a whole bunch of books scheduled for next week. They don't know when those books are going to arrive. They don't even know what their future schedules are. I don't know if there's something happening with the import stuff or what's going on at the docks, but they sent out an announcement this afternoon that basically says, hey, there's a disruption in our schedule. And by the time I went over to the Diamond site to find out what books would be affected, they'd already changed everything. So I don't remember what books are coming out next week. I think Star Trek 41 was supposed to come out next week.
Yes, it was.
That one's not coming out next week, so you're in trouble. But IDW usually has some really good books. I would check them out. Boom Studios is wonderful. Check out Lumberjanes is an ongoing that I love. There's this new book that I reviewed that's coming out next week from Image Comics, I want to say. Maybe it's Dark Horse. But it's called 8 EI, the number 8, HT, number 1. If you like trippy time travel stuff, that book is, wow. It's so hard to describe what the book is. I couldn't even do it well in the review that I did this week on the Major Spoilers podcast, but go check out that book.
That sounds pretty awesome.
All right. Ashley, anything else you want to throw out?
Anything that Kurt Busiek writes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Astro City, right?
He's really outstanding. I think they're both Vertigo titles. That he's, or one's Vertigo and one's Image.
Right.
Astro City is great for capes and cowls. And The Autumn Lands is a great sword and sorcery with anthropomorphic leads.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that until I think, was it you that reviewed that recently?
Yeah, I reviewed number 3, just came out.
Cool. Excellent.
It's well, so Russ, good.
Russ, there you go, man.
That sounds great. Oh, and thanks so much for that flashback podcast that you and Matthew are doing. I'm having
a
really fun time with that.
Good. And that's right now. It's we put out a couple of two episodes for free for everybody. But if you want to continue to listen to that series for everyone else, it's over on the members site, members.majorspoilers.com. And we've been doing that every week. And it kind of goes in conjunction with the article that appears up on the website every Wednesday. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, have yourselves a great weekend.
All right. Take care.
You too. Stay warm.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of times we talk about Michigan and Pennsylvania, New York, Maine getting snow, but that's all it's all Canada getting a lot of that, too. Of course, maybe some of it's
the coldest capital city in the world.
No, thanks. I think Toronto is very beautiful. I think there's a lot of cities up in Canada, and just the whole range area, I think, looks very beautiful. But I do not think I could handle one winter up there.
Well, if you can't do snow from October to May.
God,
it's probably not for you.
No, probably not. Probably not. Are you watching anything on Netflix?
I just finished the second season of Bates Motel because I have an audition for that coming up next week.
Oh, good luck. Good luck.
Thanks. I really like that show. I really like Norman Bates, even from Psycho. So that's exciting for me. I tried to watch The 100.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out for me so well. But Amazon Prime is hosting Constantine a week after it airs. So I've been doing a lot of Amazon Prime lately.
Oh yeah. And, we haven't gotten an email from NBC lately. I may have to follow up with them, but you guys were used to getting the, episodes like a week ahead of the air date.
Yes.
Or at least
were.
I was sending them to you and Jason and Matthew, but, there you go on that. What do you think about this announcement that Netflix is considering a Legend of Zelda series?
I think it's really cool. I tried to play Legend of Zelda and it defeated me soundly, but I think that it has such a rich mythology. Like, it's such an interesting idea to try to flush it out in a more narrative, like, storytelling style.
Right.
I'm a little worried about the live action aspect of it.
Unless they're going to go with some over the top kind of thing. I don't know if you've ever looked at Rocket Jump or what Quarter Digital guys have done. In their mocking of the video game world as real life.
Yeah.
Some of those have come off really well from the special effects side. And if they did a series like that, I could see it kind of working. In fact, there's a lot of people that have done some Mario versus Minecraft stuff that's online that looks really, really cool and has fun with the games. But yeah, I'm concerned that if they tried to drama it up too much and it could ruin the entire experience.
I think they should just do a CGI series like the Green Lantern animated series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that would be great, too. And do it all in 3D. Oh, no, do it in 8-bit 3D.
Yes.
Do it in 3D, but everything looks like it's been done in 8-bit. That would be awesome. That
would be awesome. And John DiMaggio does all the voices.
Yes.
Just like the Brave and the Bold.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Let's see. What else did I have on the list this week to talk about? I talked about Lego. Talked about Scribd. Oh, Con TV. What do you think of this? Do you know what this is?
I don't.
So
I mean,
Con
I read
TV,
the article.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Con TV is this agreement between Cinedigm, the movie theater people, and Wizard, who puts on Wizard World conventions. And what they've done is they teamed up for these on-demand broadcasts from all of their Wizard World conventions throughout 2015. Something like 1,000 hours of programming or something is what they're planning.
That's insane.
I loved years ago when G4 used to do their coverage from San Diego Comic-Con, and they would do stuff. They'd cover some of the live panels and some of that other stuff. But no one has really undertaken this. And I think that this, especially for like Comic-Con, but also for Wizard World, if you can't get to a convention, but you still want to hear all the news and see it happening, this deal sounds like the way to go. Now, part of it seems like it's, I didn't quite understand everything they were saying in their press release, because they said it's either going to be ad supported or you can also get it subscription based in this.
Paid subscription?
Yeah, like you're going to pay like $25 or something to watch Wizard World Philadelphia and all the stuff that they have there. Or if you want to watch it for free, but you want to have it pop up with ads every 5-10 minutes, then you could do it that way too. But they really, I didn't really get a concrete understanding of how they were making that work in either one of those business models. So, but I still think it's kind of cool.
I think it's really cool. I hope it works.
So do I. So do I. Because there's here's the thing, especially in major conventions like the National Association of Broadcasters convention is coming up in Las Vegas here in April. And really a lot of the conventions that go on in Vegas, especially in these big convention centers, they have dedicated teams of people that roll in to video these things, put them up on the big screen. It's so easy to just take that out feed that's going to the projector and send it to a streaming device like what we're doing right now with Wirecast or with New Tech or anything like that. So I don't know why more people haven't done this. I don't know why, you know, especially Hall H presentations at San Diego. I don't know why people are uptight about that stuff. I really don't. I know that there's copyright issues and that kind of stuff, but it's going to get out anyway. Why not make it a legal means to obtain it as opposed to an illegal means of obtaining it?
Exactly. And it's all basically a giant promotion anyway. So why not open up your audience?
Exactly. Exactly. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call to get into this action tonight. And I want to just tease you guys with something really quick. There you go. There it is. That's all I'm going to tease you with. That's all you get. It's something that we recorded this week, and I had so much fun with it that we have to roll this whole thing out big time. And over the next couple of weeks before this, before these episodes arrive, we're going to be teasing you over at the member site with some behind the scenes look. Now, we did this with Zach on Film, where as we were transitioning out of the list into this new version of Zach on Film, VIP members had a chance to go over to the member site and listen to 4 different versions of the podcast and see it develop and hear feedback and provide your own feedback and input to get you to what Zach on Film was that launched today. Well, actually last week was the first launch. This is the second episode. Kind of doing that now with some ancillary materials. First with Zach on Film, you got to see it with how we develop a show at Major Spoilers. Now you're going to see how we develop a lot of the other ancillary stuff, logos, artwork, other things that will be appearing very soon. I'm super excited about this, Ashley. I don't know. I'm sure you do this kind of stuff with Red Shirt Diaries, especially for your Kickstarter people. Was it Kickstarter or did you guys go Indiegogo? I forgot.
We did Indiegogo because we wanted to do the flex funding.
Oh, right, right. So,
and they also took a smaller percentage of money away from us.
That is a good way to do it. But you guys have a bunch of bonus stuff for your, I guess we call them patrons for lack of a better word.
Our donors.
Your donors. And they're getting a lot of behind the scenes stuff too.
Yeah. Well, we had a bunch of behind the scenes material from season one that we didn't wind up doing a lot with. And so we built this behind the scenes blog that if you donated at a certain level or above, you get access to. And we try to update that every week. And it's just going to be more and more as we go forward. I think it also provides a sense of security that we're doing something with people's money.
Yeah. Yep,
like, as interesting as it is to see behind the scenes, it's like, hey, we're not just like ordering pizza and futzing around. But a lot of that is Jason, because he knows how to run the website and he knows how to put things on the website. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, that's a cool picture. So a lot of it's him, and I sort of provide slightly helpful comments.
There you go. Well, that's good. Well, I think we are almost out of time. I think we've wrapped it up this week. It's been a great hour. Ashley, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule
to be on
the show this week. Where can people see you next or hear you next or participate in whatever you are doing next?
You can find me always on Twitter at Ashley V. Robinson. www.theredshirtdiaries.com is where all of that nonsense is going on. I'm always all over Major Spoilers.
Love seeing your articles and your reviews. It's always great. Yeah. And thank you again so much for being on the show.
Anytime.
All right. Take care. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating this week. Thank you for all the great phone calls. Thank you for all the great comments that we've had up there on the feed. Of course, if you want to head over to the Major Spoilers website and post your own comments in the podcast posting page, we appreciate those as well. And if you're listening to this audio feed in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network Master Feed, thank you. Please share it with a friend. And I hope in the future that you will call in next time when it's finally Friday. Take care and have a great week, everyone.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.